and we got to go to church. So I got the study. I had been up studying about 5:30 something this morning and 6 o'clock somewhere in there, and we were getting dressed. And I looked over and I had everything but my shoes. I said, my Lord. And God told Israel, he said, you know what? He said, sleep with your shoes on. You don't never know when the enemy is going to attack. Amen. You never know when the enemy is going to attack. So we must be ready at all times. Amen. And I got to thinking, I said, well, I don't want to bother Brother Jack this morning. And I said, well, I don't know who to call. And the first person come to mind, oh, Lord, Sister Burrow's son-in-law. And in my heart, I said, I don't want to call him. But I called him anyway. I said, bro, is there anything, any place in town where I could get a pair of shoes? He said, how in the world did you leave your shoes? I said, well, Brother Smiley, you know that was one of the last things I told myself. Don't leave your shoes, Brother Mike. And he said, well, tell you what you do. Go down to Walmart and get you a pair. He said, when you take them off, hide them deep in the closet so you can't see them no more. I said, my Lord, the things we have to go through as a Christian. I said, my. So he said, you might as well get on out. Go get the shoes. Go get the shoes. I said, yes, sir. You know, because that's a certain amount of respect that you have to keep for the ministry of Almighty God. Sometimes we can just let things get a little bit too common. But they are human, too. They have to laugh. They joke. Amen. But then there's a certain amount of respect that you got to give in order that you don't become to that place of common ground. Amen. And I love Brother Capers. He said this morning, he said, that's your pastor. I said, yes. Yes. Amen. So, you know, I just appreciate the Lord for the respect that we can have for one another. Because without respect, brothers and sisters, we'll fall flat on our faces. And the message of respect, Brother Brandon said, God demands respect. Okay, so you say you respect God, then the way you show your respect to God is how you show me respect. How you show that one sitting next to you respect. How you show that husband or that wife respect. How you talk to one another. Amen. But see, I